This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, January 14, 2008. Unfaithfulness. The scripture is Deuteronomy 13, verses 12 and 13. If you hear people saying, "Let us worship other gods." What do you think of people who tempt children to do with their minds and bodies whatever pleases them? What do you think of the coworker who entices your spouse to be unfaithful? How would you respond if it happened to you? Because God is more jealous of His people than we are of our children or spouse or even ourselves, He's serious about those who come between Him and us. People who tempt God's children to wander from Him, says Moses to Israel, are worthy of death. Why such harsh words? Because the ancient enemy has servants everywhere, seeking to annihilate the good and true. Above all, they want to undermine our faithfulness to God. It's hard enough to keep our own sinful desires in check. It's even harder to train ourselves to recognize wicked people who argue, "Take a break from your faithfulness to God. He'll understand. Sometimes you just have to be yourself." Being your true self, however, is to love God above all. So if someone is enticing you away from God, or you know someone who's weakening under pressure to be unfaithful to God, destroy the tempter. How? Not with force, but with prayer. It's the most powerful weapon of God. Pray for those who persecute you and lead believers astray, that their hearts may be changed. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, help us turn away from all who would tempt us to wander from You, and help us to look to You always for direction in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.